going? This is your host, Cobra Number One, and you're listening to The Brutal Truth here on the Black Talk Radio Network and CobrasInAction.org, exposing racism, white supremacy for exactly what it is, so that you and your loved ones can navigate this system. I would like to ask you all to make sure you visit www.CobrasInAction.org. This is a website dedicated to countering racism in the pursuit of justice through propaganda. Because we find that the media, no one really, with exception maybe of a few people, but nobody is really being honest about racism and what it is. So it's very important that we end all of the confusion and we speak very clearly about racism and what it is. And this is what Cobra strives to do. So again, that website is www.cobrasinaction.org. Countering racism with justice through propaganda. So make sure you visit the website. Also, I like hearing from you all. Please make sure you get in contact with your host, with your opinions and with your statements and, whatever you want to say. You can get in contact with me a few ways. There's always email. That's cobra.org@mail.com. cobra.org@mail.com. You can also get at me on Twitter. That's at cobra_org. At cobra_org. And let's keep this, let's get this conversation about racism is white supremacy started. Hashtag racism is white supremacy. I love to hear you all's thoughts, your comments, what you're thinking. Let's get this conversation started. Again, you can email me. That's cobra.org@mail.com. Or you can get at me on Twitter at cobra_org. Or you can get at me on with the hashtag racism is white supremacy. No spaces. All right, folks, you are listening to The Brutal Truth, and this is a show that aims to, where I aim to give you my opinion of things in under 10 minutes. I know I say that a lot, but tonight, I promise you, it probably will be under 10 minutes. It's pretty late here, and I don't have too much to say tonight. I don't want to be repetitive. So let me just start here. There's a really good show on Viceland. Actually, they do a lot of pretty good shows, but Noisy. So we have Noisy on demand. And for those of you who all, those of you all who don't know what it is, Noisy is a documentary series focusing on hip hop music in different parts of the really different parts of the world, because they've done some international episodes as well. So and that's what I want to get into tonight. But Noisy is a documentary series. It's done about hip hop. Pretty much, it takes you into the scene, to the local scene of the hip hop culture in a certain place, and it talks about the history, talks about the artist, and the local influences of the music and all that. All right, so it's really good. It's a cutting edge documentary. It's kind of raunchy, kind of raw, which makes it really good. Now, I've watched several of these. They did one on Chief Keef in Chicago. They did one. Here in Atlanta. Here in Atlanta, the Atlanta rap scene. They've done one in Paris. They've done one in London, I believe, season one. So They've done one in San Francisco, in the Bay Area, and Oakland, right? So, and I've seen them all. And now I want to talk to you all about the common threads amongst all these episodes, because, you know, we have to take it back to racism is white supremacy. I keep telling you, racism is white supremacy. That's not just limited within these borders. That's not just limited within the United States of America. And this is what I'm trying to hammer this point home. You know, it's not just in North America. Racism is white supremacy. That means it's global. It's 24/7, 24 hours, 7 days out of the week. I keep telling you, it's not like, you know, there's racism in certain rural parts in Georgia. But then when you come to Atlanta, when you come to the big city, when you come to the melting pot, there's no racism. Or it's not that there's racism in North America, but then when you go to Europe, at least in certain parts, because they're so smart and so intellectual and so advanced, there's no racism. Absolutely not. Listen up close. Listen to what Cobra Number One is telling you. Racism is global. It's everywhere. Literally, if anywhere on the planet, there's racism or the effects of racism. And there's only one people that are racist. There's no reverse racism. It's not, oh, where Arabs are racist towards Jews. No. There's no Chinese supremacy. I've heard that before. No, absolutely not. Listen to what I'm saying to you. There's only one group of people on the planet that can be racist. And that is, they are white people, period. Now, the interesting thing about Noisy, again, and this is racism, white supremacy, it shows you very clearly that it does not matter where you are on the planet. People of color are experiencing racism. White supremacy is a plague in their lives. Anywhere across the planet. I don't care if it was the episode in the Bay Area. I don't care if it was the episode here in the Atlanta area, in Paris. You know, now we're getting global. It doesn't matter. There was a black part of town, and all the black people lived here, and all the black people were desperate. All the people of color, I should say, were desperate. All of them. You know, they were locked within these communities. They call them communities, and they're all on the margins of existence. They're all on the margins of society. They're all desperate, looking like squatters, and then they're all getting harassed by the police. I don't care if it's Paris. I don't care if it's Atlanta. I don't care if it's London. Police at any time are allowed to show up in the neighborhoods. Oakland, it doesn't matter. Show up in the neighborhoods, push the local residents around, slam the women on the ground, put them up against the hot hood of the car. And then everyone is standing around complaining, talking about what they're going to do. And, you know, F the police, and the police ain't, you know, police ain't shit and all that. Doing a lot of talking. And then as a creative outlet, a way to, you know, release some of the tension, there's a thing called rap. And they all get together, you know, they go to these nightclubs a lot of times, which are nothing but holes in the wall, and they're all singing the little hearts out, talking about their problem. You know, talking about how they're mistreated, talking about how they're pushed around, talking about how they don't, how there's no opportunity, you know, expressing themselves in song, I should say. See, this is common amongst all the episodes. It's the same story over and over again. White people dominating non-white people. That's all it is. And this is global. Same story. You hear about how there's no opportunity, and you hear about how everyone in the neighborhood is criminalized. On the one hand, you have those that are outside of the neighborhoods, those that we would say are on the mainstreams of society, and they are talking about how, well, yes, these people are treated this way because these people are, in the Paris episode, they kept referring to them as barbaric. as something to be afraid of. Terrorist. I heard that term used quite a bit, especially in the Paris episode. Terrorist. Calling these non-white people terrorists. And then on the flip side of that, you have those that are being mistreated. And they are saying, well, there's no opportunities. People are desperate. Yes, some people do commit crimes. Because guess what? Human beings don't respond to being on the margins of existence too kindly. That's what that is. You see, at the end of the day, you have a certain number of people, a small number of people, white people. They control everything in all areas of human activity. Economics, education, entertainment, health, labor law, politics, religion, sex, and war. They dominate. They control everything. These people are not big on sharing, and they have mechanisms to exclude you, to exclude niggas, to exclude non-white people. Now, here in the United States, they call them applications. You know, you have to fill out an application on the to get a job. On the application, it asks you, what is your race? Meaning if you answer this question, you know, what your race is, this is a way to exclude you. The mere fact that you have to spend thousands of dollars to get yourself an education, a so-called education, your miserable nigga education at your miserable HBCUs that are always underfunded and where hardly no alumni supports it, the school. You have to pay all this money to get an education. Why? Just so that white people will even consider working with you, nigga. That's what that is. Now, that's in the United States. Now, in Europe, in the Paris episode, one way of excluding niggas is that they put them, you know, they house them in this, they house them within, I don't know, maybe a 2-3 mile radius of just complete, utter misery, just complete destruction. No opportunity, no hope. You know, people just desperate, nothing. Guns everywhere. You know, they pack them just like animals, nothing but animals. And then when they ask you for when you fill out your little application, another way is that, if you're living in any of these zip codes, automatically the potential employer knows right away, this is one of the non-desirables. We don't want this one. Throw his application or throw her application in the garbage. It's trash. Just because of the zip code. That's racism, white supremacy, folks. It's global. It's global, but yet I still hear black people talking about some, oh, well, all of them aren't bad. All of them aren't bad. And it's not too bad. Supporting the Democrat Party and all that. What is the Democrat Party going to do for you? White people control the Democrat Party. Black person running around talking about some they are liberal, talking about some they are progressive. The hell are you talking about? You don't even know what that means. That makes me sick. You a progress. MSNBC is just as racist as Fox News. They express racism, white supremacy by even just giving the least bit of credibility to someone like Donald Trump. That in and of itself, you know, they have on Kellyanne Conway. They have on Trump supporters. And then they do it under the guise of, well, you know, we're just being fair. We're trying to get both sides of the story out. We're being balanced. No, folks. They're making money. They realize that there's an opportunity in the marketplace to cater to progressives. People who are so refined to the untrained mind, really, which means to most black people, they seem as if, oh, they're cool people, that they're not racist, but they really are. It's just that their tone and their flavor of racism is just a little different than, say, some people at Fox News. But reading between the lines, the mere fact that you have a station like MSNBC gives, you know, provides its platform to conservatives, to people that are enforcers, to people that are supporters of hate, supporters of racism. The mere fact that they even give them an opportunity to express their views under this idea of, oh, free speech and, you know, fairness and blah, blah, blah. That in and of itself is racist. That in and of itself is racist. It is putting their interest, which is money, okay, their money, ratings, whatever, putting their interest over you, over your well-being as a non-white person. They are making money off you. These personalities, they brand themselves on these networks, on these progressive networks, and they make money off of their appeal to you under this idea that where you think that they're not racist, that, you know, that they're cool white people, and you support them. You become their little mouthpieces to all the other little niggers in your community. Ah, yes. Vote for Bernie Sanders. Ah, yes. He's a good little progressive. Nice little progressive. He's good. He's good as opposed to Donald Trump, who's bad. Yeah, Donald Trump is bad. Take it from Cobra number one. Any person that classifies themselves as white is a racist. They're all racist, period. And we need to stop playing this game of good cop, bad cop. They're all racist. And, you know, they should be treated accordingly. To anyone with white skin, to anybody that is someone that would just by default be considered a white person, but that deep down may not really, let's just say, may want to end racism. If you are truly a person that will be classified as white, and if you are truly interested in ending racism, first and foremost, give up your whiteness in thought, speech, and action. Second, don't expect to get any kind of brownie points. Don't expect to get any kind of congratulations from black people because you've given up your whiteness. Counter-racism is not about getting pats on the back from black people, from victims. You are giving up your whiteness because it's the right thing to do. The idea is that we are trying to practice justice, a system where no one is mistreated, and those that need the most constructive help receives the most constructive help. Period. And then three, tell black people, any black person you know, at any time there's a chance, let them know what white people say when black people are not around. That's all you got to do. You don't got to start no organization. You ain't got to go to Africa and adopt a whole bunch of miserable nigga kids. You ain't got to do none of that stuff. You just be honest with black people, those who are classified as black, people such as myself, a victim, and you tell us what is it that white people say when black people are not around. Stop playing around. Stop lying. Stop pretending. I don't understand racism. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Because I know that white people, I know this. I know that white people are being honest when black people are not around. And I know that white people are talking about black people in so many ways. All the time when black people are not around. In so many ways, in so many words, white people are talking about black people when there are no black people around. And I guarantee you it's all negative. It's all snarky and it's all, oh, these niggers, they're inferior. That's really what it comes down to. And, I don't care if it's a progressive or it's a conservative or whatever. See, I don't get into these names because these names, they confuse you. If anyone is identifying themselves as white, that's all you need to know as a non-white person. That lets you know everything. That lets you know that they believe that they are superior to you. Doesn't matter if they have, a black boyfriend or a black girlfriend, or black husband or black wife. Doesn't matter if they've adopted some kids in deepest, darkest Africa. It doesn't matter. That does not matter. You have to understand what racism is. Racism does not have to be hate. See, you all think racism is, oh, KKK and people hanging from the tree. No, that's one aspect of racism. That's one aspect of it. And yes, you have some white people that hate black people. Yeah, you have some black people that hate white people. But those black people are not racist. Racism is very specific. It's the belief in the superiority of one group over all other groups, or all other so-called racists. So you have someone that thinks they're superior. Well, they're going, by default, they're going to mistreat you. Why? Because they are superior. You are inferior. You are of no importance to them. You are not of importance for their consideration of how you may feel, or, you know, what you may want, or what you may desire, because you're inferior. That's how that works. That's how that works. All right. One more thing. Hold on. Oh, I see y'all already went over 10 minutes. I'm at 20 minutes. Well, maybe next time I'll hit the mark. Give me 1 second. There was one more thing I wanted to talk about. Just really quick. Hold on. Oh, yeah, that's right. One last point I want to make about this whole racism is white supremacy and how it's global. You know, you got what's going on in all these right-wing governments now being elected across the globe. You have what happened here in the United States, Donald Trump getting into office. You have the UK exiting out of the European Union. You know what that is. They say, oh, well, you know, because of economic benefits, and the European Union was dragging the UK down, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, it's Britain wanting to disconnect from all the non-white people. That's really what it comes down to. They don't want to have anything to do with this, you know, with the European Union, which represents this union of Europe and all the different cultures and all that. They don't want no part of that at all. And this is also part of Britain wanting to get rid of its, as much as, you know, as much as the country can, wanting to get rid of all of the non-white people and the non-white cultures that have, I guess, in their eyes, that have invaded the country over the past 50 plus years. They are looking to go back to white. There's a good documentary on this. It's called The Last Whites of the West End, I believe. Gets right to the heart of what Brexit was all about. And we're seeing this in other parts of Europe too. Same thing going on in Russia. Same thing going on in France with the National Front. This woman is like the leader of the National Front party. I don't have her name in front of me, but she is a racist. She's a white woman. And she is calling for all of these immigrants to leave. They want to see France white, because according to them, you know, these niggers are causing trouble. They're terrorists. They're blowing stuff up and blah, 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 blah. And they are looking for a more white society. Donald Trump did not happen in a vacuum, folks. This is, you know, the world is changing and people are getting much more non-refined about their attitudes towards non-white people. So this could be an opportunity for black people to, you know, in this country and really across the globe, to wake up and stop being fooled by refinement, you know, because so many white people are refined. They are fooling you into thinking that, oh, you know, they're nice and they're not racist. And no, absolutely not. All white people are racist. And last but not least, I saw this title, Michael Eric Dyson. He has a book out, Tears We Cannot Stop, A Sermon for White America. And that just makes me just cringe. It's like, see, why are we wanting to operate under the premise that, oh, well, white people just need education. They don't understand that they're mistreating niggas. They don't understand what they're doing. And, you know, these good Christian white crackers, you know, they just need a little assistance. And, you know, if you sing the right note in that song, you know, if you just sing loud enough, if you just jump high enough, if you just run fast enough, if you just shake their hand just with the right grip, they will suddenly see your pain and they will see you as a human being and stop seeing you as a nigga. And I'm here to say that is not going to happen. How long is it going to take us to understand? We don't need no more sermons. We don't need no more missions to no white communities or vice versa. We don't need no more meetings. We don't need no more conferences. None of that shit. We don't need none of that. The problem is that people are not being honest and racism is not being articulated. White people are racist. The mere fact that a person is identifying themselves as white is the only hint you need that they are racist. Why? Because when a person is referring to themselves as white, they're not referring to their skin color. You don't have no white people. So what are they referring to? They are referring to their race. It's a white race. So if you are referring to yourself as the white race, then the adjective to describe you is a racist. Now, black people refer to themselves as black because black people have been classified as black. You did not classify yourself. You were taken from your land in Africa because you were part of a tribe. You did not identify yourself as black, as a member of the black race before you got here. You were stolen and then you were classified as nigga. And then the classifications has evolved since your enslavement. Fool, wake up. But you do not do the classifying. You are told what you are. So I don't give a shit what Raven Simone says she is. I don't give a shit what Tiger Woods says he is. They can call themselves a hula-hula all they want to. And personally, I would, you know, if you want me to call you a blah, 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 I will call you a blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. But see, at the end of the day, I don't do the classifying. So Tiger, doesn't matter what Tiger Woods say, he will still be treated in the world as a black person. Same thing with Raven Simone, because the people that do the classifying say so. That's what you have to understand. That's the difference. White people do the classifying. They classify themselves as white and it means something. It means that they can mistreat you because you are a nigga. That's what that means. And if you want to get up under that status, then you have to undermine white people. So you better stop playing around and you better get real clear as to what's going on. Because if not, we will continue as a people to get our asses stomped. Now, you've been listening to The Brutal Truth. Once again, like I said, you can email me, cobra.org@mail.com. You can get at me on Twitter at cobra_org and join the conversation. Hashtag racism is white supremacy. Let's talk about it. All right, this is your host, Cobra Number One, signing out. Talk to you later. Peace.